in today's hot takes, the head of the World Health Organization is calling on richer countries to stop using vaccine booster shots to help poor countries roll out their own vaccinations. It's a bit of an ethical question here. And White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki was responding to that, calling that decision a false choice among vaccine manufacturers. Take a listen.
Our view is that this is a false choice. And the United States has donated and shared about 140 million doses with over 90 countries, more than all other countries combined.
There you go. Jen Psaki saying that that the U.S. has been doing their part to help in that vaccine race across the country. But keep in mind, we posed the same question over whether or not it's a false choice. The CEO of Moderna, Stéphane Bancel, back in August, and if you go back then, he responded to exactly that question, kind of how the company looks at the ethics of dedicating resources to boosters over first vaccine doses that could be going out to the rest of the globe, and how everyone needing boosters for the rest of their lives could potentially mean a lot more money for the company. Here's what he told us back then.
We are making as many vaccines as we can. We announced, new manufacturing investment. So we are not at all, solving for let's not do too many vaccines. So the variant's still evolving. This would be unethical. We are working as hard as we can to get as many doses as we can out.
So Akiko, my hot take here, maybe it's cynical for me to point out, but if you are Moderna or these other companies that stand to profit off of boosters for eternity, if you say COVID's going to be around forever, it would kind of behoove you to maybe focus in on the booster side at the cost of maybe manufacturing more doses for the rest of the globe. And they might say it's a false choice, but there are limitations to really how much you can be producing.
Well, and Zach, we're talking about Moderna, but there are so many now vaccines, whether it is Pfizer, Johnson & Johnson, AstraZeneca. I mean, I wonder if more of this is about the way in which the vaccines have been distributed more than the supply itself. And keep in mind, we're talking today on a day where Moderna has now announced that they're going to have a single shot dose, essentially, that combines the booster with the flu shot. We're seeing the stock move on the back of that, up more than 7%. But it feels like the challenge here is what we've discussed throughout the pandemic, which is a fragmented approach, a fragmented recovery, with so many different countries in different places on the pandemic itself. So you could argue, if you're taking Jen Psaki's point here about this being a false choice, the criticism has been that the U.S. hasn't contributed enough globally. But when you think about where things have progressed here, we just spoke to a doctor earlier this week who said that he is seeing waning immunity coming from these vaccines. Therefore, he believes the booster is necessary to maintain the progress that we've seen in the U.S. come fall. So, I'm not sure if I have one single take on this, because I think this just speaks to the challenge in trying to get this pandemic under control. And clearly, it is the emerging markets, the developing countries, that are being left behind because they don't have a name in the game, as in a pharmaceutical company that is from that country that is prioritizing that particular market.
Yeah, I mean, I think you're absolutely right to point out, if there were an infinite supply here, boosters would be good. We've heard that from doctors saying that, the efficacy will wane. But I do kind of sympathize with the head of the WHO here talking about, what more can be done, because, we've already documented the big benefits of getting your first vaccine dose relative to not having it. And you think about the deaths that could be avoided there globally. It's just kind of a tough kind of look at capitalism here when you think about the richer countries getting those. And maybe to Jen Psaki's point, the U.S. has been doing a lot. So maybe it is time for maybe some of those other richer countries to step up and maybe match the donations that we've been making too, to at least try and improve what does look kind of like a lopsided situation here, as the WHO says, no more boosters, please.
Yeah, I mean, I will say, if your take is about Moderna being able to profit off of a vaccine that they manufacture, then, I would counter by saying what a lot of people criticize these companies for early on, which is you should prioritize the health crisis first before the profits. But of course, would probably get a lot of calls from Moderna investors who've seen a lot of gains on the back of their progress.
And I mean, to their credit, they developed a vaccine that works really well and have been working a lot to get them out to everybody across the country and across the world. So, I mean, there is a lot of good being done here as well. We'll see how it develops. Booster shots, vaccine doses, just an interesting kind of push from the WHO.